We are not ashamed to be a witness for the Lord, for the Lord. Well, we are not ashamed to be a witness.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe, the celebrated gospel singer, with her rosettes comes to you in a program of spiritual songs especially prepared for your health department.
We're not ashamed.
And now it's a pleasure to present Sister Rosetta Tharpe herself.
Thank you. And I thank the Lord for the opportunity and the chance to testify on this radio program. As the song says, I'm not ashamed to be a witness for the Lord. Jesus said, be not afraid. So therefore, I will not be afraid or ashamed. Yes,
for the Lord.
The government and the doctors have asked me to tell all my friends in Radio Land the good news about what some people call the bad disease. Although I am a woman, I'm not ashamed to call that monster by its other names, syphilis, the pox. I'll say it right out on the radio. We are not superstitious anymore. We are not afraid to speak. Syphilis have taken so many lives. Syphilis have killed and lamed so many. Syphilis have broken up homes and destroyed innocent children. Now we are going to turn around and run him right out of our country. Today the doctors have good news about this bad disease. When we meet one, we always say,
what's the news? What's the news?
What's the order of the day?
What's the news? What's the news?
We've got good news to tell that Jesus has done things well. He'll triumph over death and hell.
That's the news. That's the news.
When we meet one on the street, we say,
what's the news? What's the news?
When we say, all the way,
what's the news? What's the news?
Doctors in their laboratories have found the cure for the bad disease. And if you are poor, you can have it free.
That's the news. That's the news.
My friend, listen to me. I remember a friend of my acquaintance. I'll call her Miss Jones. She was a fine, proud, upstanding woman, a good wife and a mother, a good church member. She had lived a good life, except for one mistake. But that one mistake brought her a lot of grief. Her worst suffering came to her years later after marriage, when she watched her three children withered away and died. And don't you know it broke that poor woman's heart to learn from doctors that she had given syphilis to her children before they were born? You ought to go and get the water. Why don't you hear the word and obey? You ought to go and get the water. But Jesus is a giving away. I want everybody to be quiet while I the story tell. To see the sign and wonders while being at the healing well. They came from all over the countries, almost every land, to see the sign and witness God must be in this land. Go to a doctor while there is yet time, my friends. Make sure your blood is clean. Get a blood test. Remember my poor friend, Miss Jones. Now, naturally, she did not know she was carrying syphilis in her blood when she birthed those children. She had caught the disease earlier. But when the outside sign that disappeared, Miss Jones thought she was cured. But she wasn't. A blood test given by a doctor would have shown that. Now, why was Miss Jones in such hurry to believe she was cured? She was afraid. She was ashamed. She was all alone. Haven't we all felt that way all along when nobody cares? Nobody knows. Nobody cares. My heavy burden. Nobody shares. My only comfort. My only stay. Jesus is walking by my side all the way. Nobody knows how stony my road. Nobody knows how heavy my load. No nobody cares. I'll dismal my way. How dark the night, and how dreary the day. Poor Miss Jones, she had syphilis as a young girl, and she was alone, and she was ashamed, and she was afraid of what the world would say. She feared the sharp tongues of her so-called friends. Praise the Lord, there's nothing so cruel as a so-called friend. There's nothing so hateful as a hypocritic Christian. They'll smile in your face when everything's okay and speak condemnation when you're down in trouble. Your close friend. Your close friend. Your enemy cannot harm you. But watch your close friend. That's not the Christian way. That wasn't Jesus' way. We must be more like him. We must console the sick and get the folks who have syphilis to a doctor. You remember that blind man on the wayside when he cried out, Savior, don't pass me by. The blind man stood on the wayside. He was blind. And he could not see. He felt that Jesus was passing by. He felt that he had need of thee. Don't you know he called for one of his disciples? Pray, tell me. Tell me with his name, he cried out, Savior, don't you pass. Oh Lord, don't pass me by. I'm crying, Savior. My loving Savior. The proud and puffed up hypocrite condemned Jesus for healing the poor people on Sunday. And the Bible says when he had looked around on them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts, he healed the man. And we mustn't harden our heart against the sick. Look what happened to poor Miss Jones and her children. No, we must help those folks find a doctor. Savior, don't you pass. Please, Lord, don't pass me by. You know I'm crying. Savior. Oh, Savior, please, my loving Savior. They brought Jesus a woman taken in adultery. And the law in those days said she should be stoned. But Jesus told them, he that is without sin amongst you, let him cast the first stone at her. And those accusers went on away. And Jesus said, has no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Sit down, don't you pass. Please, Lord, don't pass me by. I'm crying, Savior. Savior, well, well, my loving Savior. Oh, Savior. Savior, don't you pass. Please, don't pass me by. He called and said, said, ooh, my love and said, please, Savior, Savior, don't you pass, please, Lord, don't pass me by, oh. Be a witness for Jesus. Keep your own bloodstream clean of syphilis and see that others get to a doctor. Don't condemn them to outer darkness. Well, they hide their disease like poor Miss Jones. That's when some poor baby will be born with the disease. No, help folks to a doctor and say then go and sin no more. And let him who is without sin amongst ye cast the first stone. If I was a hungry, oh Lord, where would I be? Oh, if I
loving. Oh, Lord, where would I be?
Jesus tell us, be thou clean. We must keep ourselves clean. We must keep from those contacts. But if one of you has fallen a victim, don't cover up your troubles. Have a doctor. Cleanse your blood. They are the only one that can help you. Don't believe those quacks and fakes. When they tell you there's a cure you can buy in a bar, let those liars alone. Now if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that lie alone. Now let me tell you what a liar will do. He's always coming with something new, talking about something he don't know, but he ain't no doctor, that's certainly sure. Well, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, well, you better let that lie alone. Let those quack doctors and those quack remedies alone. The real doctors are carrying on Jesus' work to rid the world of this bad disease. Help them. But most of all, Christian friends, if you are well and your blood is clean, compassionate the less fortunate. Show them the way to a doctor or a clinic. If we will all work together with love, not condemnation, we'll drive this monster, syphilis, out of the world. That's one way to build the heaven on earth the song talks about. Up above my head,
up above my head,
I see you again,
yeah. I see you again, yeah.
Up above my head,
up above my head,
I see you again,
yeah.
Now listen what the man tells you.
Syphilis may show no outward sign. Often only a blood test can show whether you have syphilis. If in doubt, see a doctor. If you can't pay, come anyway. You've been listening to Sister Rosetta Tharpe, the great gospel singer, in a program where she supports the campaign against syphilis conducted by the health departments throughout the country. This program, directed by yours truly, Alan Lomax, was produced by the Communication Materials Center at Columbia University. Come on, Rosetta.
Well, I really do believe, that it's a heaven's way. Up above my head, I hear music in the air. Well, up above my head, I hear music in the air. I really do believe that is a heaven somewhere, a heaven somewhere.